The province of BC saw the largest rent increase between 2016 and 2021 when compared to the rest of Canada, in addition to having the highest proportion of renters spending unaffordable amounts on rent and utilities. The average rent in BC is $1,492, which increased by 30% from 2016 to 2021. In Vancouver, average rent is higher at $1,658, according to new data from the Canadian Rental Housing Index. Released on June 19, the index data reveals issues with affordability across the province and the country. The data also highlights the housing challenges faced by renters, including overcrowded conditions and issues with repairs. For BC and Vancouver renters, roughly 38% spend more than 30% of their income on rent and utilities. The Canada Mortgage and Housing Corp's definition for affordable housing is shelter accounting for less than 30% of a household's before-tax income. Province-wide, 16% of renters spend over 50% of their income on rent and utilities. In Vancouver, this number is 18%. The median income of a renter in BC is $63,200, with Vancouver at $67,000. This stark reality demands our attention and concerted efforts. We cannot ignore the significant proportion of renter households burdened with unaffordable housing expenses, putting them at an increased risk of homelessness if they are forced to leave their home, said Ray Sullivan, executive director of the Canadian Housing and Renewal Association, in a media statement. We must work together to create a future where all Canadians can access quality housing. 11% of BC renters live in overcrowded conditions, a figure that drops to 10% in Vancouver. In addition, 7% of renters in Vancouver and BC live in units that are in need of urgent repairs. Across Canada, women-led renter households face higher rates of affordability challenges than households led by men, according to the index. Meanwhile, 13% of Indigenous-led renter households in Canada live in homes in need of major repairs. These conditions perpetuate a cycle of inequality and hardship, disproportionately affecting marginalized communities, said Margaret Foe, CEO of the Aboriginal Housing Management Association, in a media statement. In addition to the unique challenges Indigenous-led households face, these difficult renting conditions also impact women-led, racialized-led, and immigrant-led households across Canada. C.L. Wilson at glaciermedia.ca.